We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions, we have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
A very, very good Monday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Wilson along with Butch Black.
I'm here.
Whoo, survived the weekend. KUCO Cool, Presidio Kids Fish and Derby went really, really well. Lord bless us with a little south breeze, made it a little more bearable. But we had almost 200 fish weighed in.
Sweet.
Yeah, the biggest one was, I think, 8 pounds, 2 ounces. Whoa. A carp caught on bread dough.
Well.
Brought in a couple of those big carp out there. But there were some real nice pound and a half, 2 pound bass brought in as well. But we had three $100 tagged fish caught.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was hoping there'd be more.
I was hoping so, too. But they just they weren't able to land them in.
Y'all fed them right before you dumped.
One little girl caught two of them. She was sitting in a honey hole.
Oh, man.
You know, and it's not the same fish because each fish has an individual number on the tag. So, but really good stuff. We appreciated all of our great sponsors. You know, Totally Outdoor provided some bait for it.
And,
H2O across the street here, they did a good job, too. So,
it
was a lot of fun.
Guys, I mean, they show up and do a tremendous
job. Man. You know, and they got every one of the poles they let out. And every pole they brought, they checked out. This year, they had every one of those brought back, and that's good stuff.
That is good. Those are some good guys. I've had an opportunity to work with them a time or two and really enjoyed it.
You know, and it was a sanctioned event, which meant anybody that was fishing out there could fish without a license that day during that event. So really good stuff. A lot of kids were, enjoyed it, got to catch their very first fish of their life. And just good stuff, man.
And you know, even if you don't catch anything, you know, I am not a fisherman. I never really have been. But when I talk to fishermen, they said, any day out there with a rod in your hands, whether you catch anything or not, is worth it.
The anticipation. Yeah, no doubt about it. But a lot of good stuff. I had one little girl, she caught about a 6.5 pound turtle.
Oh, yeah, I hate those.
Broke her little pole, dadgummit. But anyway, had a great time. They said the music jam went to, the
Drew
Wild Plum. He survived. And so that all went well. Had a really good crowd on that deal.
Good deal.
But Dust Bowl days are over. So, yeah. And, man, school starts before you know it, no doubt about it. Well, here's what's on the menu today, Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street. You can call in your order, 225-5821. They're open from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, $5 for senior citizens, including your drink and your dessert, $6 for anybody else. That's how easy it is. Here on this 18th day of July, goulash, California blend salad, garlic bread, and cake. That's what's on the menu today. And, you know, if you get a chance, you want to go deliver Meals on Wheels. That is a very spiritually rewarding deal. So, yeah, goulash, California blend salad, garlic bread, and cake. What are you grinning about over there, Butch Black?
I am not saying it over there.
Atta kid, I'll get it on the break, I'm sure. That's at Elk City Meals on Wheels. And then the American Legion Post 181 out of Elk City, inviting everyone, any military veteran of any branch, 6:30 p.m., first Monday of each month at the Church of Christ, Second and Adams Church of Christ here in Elk City. Now, the building they meet in is the Family Center. It's the old Nagel Snappy Sack. It's off 3rd, right across the street west of the Walgreens. So 6:30 p.m., I always have free coffee, talk about all kinds of things with the veterans. And speaking of that, we're working a deal with Presidio. to help out some of our local veterans that might need a ramp built or something like that. So
that's a cool deal.
That program's going to be kicked off here before long. So again, Presidio's stepping up, being a part of the community.
And they're welcome.
Yes, absolutely. So what do you got for us over there, Butch Black?
Well, WTI crude on the NYMEX August exchange is up $2.18 to $99.77. Brent crude on the ICE September exchange is up $2.56 to $103.72. NYMEX natural gas for August is up 24 cents to $7.25 per million BTU. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX August exchange is up $7.46 to $3.28.78. NYMEX heating oil is up 23 cents to $3.70.13. So got a little uptick in pricing, but nothing horrible. And yeah, they're kind of forecasting you may see gas below $4 for a little bit.
I saw $3.99 here in town.
I heard that there in Cheyenne, you know, we said it was $4.12 the other day.
Right.
It was down to $3.90.
Right.
And it was, I know it was at $3.89 yesterday.
Ooh, here we are getting all excited because gasoline is under $4 a gallon.
Scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Here is your Baker Hughes rig count on the Monday morning, as we generally do here on the show. Up four from a week ago, from 752. And again, these are the Baker Hughes rigs that Baker Hughes services. So it's been the benchmark for a while now in various rig analytics and various foundation is what they're calling it now. They give a total rig count, but this is what the Baker Hughes rig count is. 752 a week ago, 756 this week, including 738 on land, 4 on inland waters, and 14 offshore. Canada did increase 16 rigs in north of the border there for 191 total there. So they going forward. Of those 756, 599 are drilling for oil, 153 are drilling for gas, 4 geothermal wells listed as miscellaneous on the Baker Hughes rig count. And of those, 686 are being drilled horizontally, 40 directionally drilled wells, 30 vertically drilled wells on the list. Here's your state-by-state variances. Alaska still has 8, as they did a week ago. California gained 1 from 6 to 7. Colorado stayed steady at 19. Louisiana lost 3 from 65 down to 62. New Mexico lost 2 from 112 to 110. The independent rig count in Kansas shows that they gained 1 from 53 to 54 up in Kansas, our northern neighbor. North Dakota gained 1 from 35 to 36. Ohio stayed steady at 11. Oklahoma gained 3. Second largest gainer on the list.
Come on.
So from 60 to 63 drilling rigs in Oklahoma on the Baker Hughes rig count this morning. Pennsylvania stayed steady at 24 active drilling rigs. Texas, the big gainer, gained 4 from 361 to 365. Utah stayed steady at 13, a baker's dozen there. West Virginia stayed steady at 14, and Wyoming unchanged at 19 active drilling rigs on the Baker Hughes rig count this Monday morning. The Big Basin, of course, still the Permian, 350 there, 69 in the Eagleford, 68 in the Haynesville. There is 38 in the Williston, 38 in the Marcellus, 27 in the Cana Woodford, 16 in the DJ Niobrara, 5 in the Granite Wash, up two from a week ago there. So there's your Baker Hughes rig count on this Monday morning. We're going to be joined by Dana Murphy after the this first break. So Oklahoma Corporation Commission Chairwoman Dana Murphy will be joining us. Tomorrow we'll have Professor Paul Michael Wiebe. And so, Audie, if you're listening over in Eric, that you listen every day, he's going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, I met Audie this weekend at
the
KUCO Fishing Derby. Good stuff. And so for all those that do listen in, Professor Wiebe's got some pretty interesting insights. I had a chance to visit with him on the phone last night. So Tuesday morning he's going to be hooking up. So
cool.
Glad to hear that tomorrow morning.
Cool.
What else you got for us there, Butch Black?
Well, Biden said he expects further oil supply increase from Saudi Arabia to help tame fuel costs. at home after a landmark meeting with Kingdom's rulers.
Didn't he say he was going over there? He wasn't going to talk? Well, yes.
But Biden, yeah, Biden's trip didn't result in an immediate pledge for a production hike. But what if they're saying is it's set up, they're fixing to have another meeting of the OPEC Plus members, and he's set up. But this is what just slays me right here. This is a quote from Biden. I'm doing all I can to increase the supply for the United States of America, which I expect to happen. The Saudis share the urgency, and based on our discussions today, I expect we'll see further steps in the coming weeks. All right, let's face some reality here. You've done everything you can to destroy oil and gas industry in the United States. And Saudi and the OPEC nations don't have but 2 million barrels to add, period.
Right.
And because most of the countries in OPEC are not meeting their quota now, Saudi and United Arab Emirates is having to make up the difference. So, therefore, how are you going to increase when you don't have it to increase? And how are you doing all you can to increase the supply when you're doing everything you can to destroy it?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a conundrum. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with lovely and very educated
and talented.
She's good. I tell you, and not to mention just good old farm girl.
Yeah,
Dana Murphy going to be joining us in the next segment. Stick around. We'll be back with the Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show in a moment.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
Oh, hey. Welcome to T-Mobile.
Hey, I didn't know you guys were here.
Well, we cover 99% of people in America, so we're kind of everywhere.
I thought you were just in big cities.
Well, T-Mobile has invested billions to bring our award-winning network from big cities to towns like ours. And right now, when you switch, you can get 20% off for life with our hometown discount.
20% off for life?
Yep, 20% off unlimited talk, text, and data on T-Mobile's network for life.
All right, sign me up. Oh, one more thing. You like fishing?
That depends. You talking fly fishing, bait casting, spinning, or trolling?
Well, this is off to a beautiful start.
T-Mobile's here in your neighborhood, and we've got you covered. Head to your local Beckham County T-Mobile store to switch and get 20% off for life on qualifying new lines with our hometown discount today.
20% off for the life of your plan via monthly bill credits on qualifying new lines activated at participating stores for a limited time. Credits stop if you cancel lines or change plans. Heavy data users may notice lower speeds during congestion due to data prioritization. Video typically in SD. See T-Mobile.com/hometown discount.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I wish I could find a business that has everything so I wouldn't have to travel all over the universe to get what I need. Well, I've got good news. That business is Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma. Are you working cattle? They have neck-over stock trailers and arrow-quip cattle chutes. Maybe you need some feed. They're your local high-pro feeds dealer with feed available in bulk, bags, or sacks. They'll even take the time to deliver the feed to your location. And if you like guns, there's a room designated for guns and ammo, and listen up, it's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. Hobart Farm and Garden is a Platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They even carry Case pocket knives and Pelican ice chests. If they don't have it, you don't need it. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
That would be us.
Is that us?
That is us. Presidio, as you heard me talk about them a while ago, formerly known as Apache here in this area. Presidio has an opening for a mechanic position at their Elk City, Oklahoma office. If you're interested in applying, please email your resume to, and get you a pen and paper, mwoodis. So M, the word wood, I-S, Presidio at PresidioPetroleum.com. So mwoodis. M-W-O-O-D-I-S at PresidioPetroleum.com. Or go by Presidio.com and click on the careers tab for more information on this and other positions that may be available. So there's another. You can send your email resume to that email, mwoodis@presidiopetroleum.com, or you can go to bypresidio.com and click on the careers tab for more information. I have a media open for a mechanic position here in their Elk City office. And then Oklahoma, sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources, SOAR, a great sponsor of the Exploring Energy radio show. They are about to have their OK Oil Expo October the 13th, the John C. Godwin Memorial Golf Tournament the day before. You can go to OKOilExpo.com to find out more about that. I know we'll be there. It's going to be the 25th anniversary. They've got a lot of things that are in the plans to get themselves ready for a big one this year. It's the 25th annual OK Oil Expo, October the 13th. Go to OKOilExpo.com. And then at www.sowerok.com, the educational opportunities. Here's some that are coming up right now. In fact, a chat with the OCC. You can learn more about rule number 5 and the necessary documentation that will be needed to attach the application, the form 1015. So those out there that are in the patch, you know what I'm talking about. July 21st, it's a Zoom meeting from 11 to 12. Total workshop cost is free. Also, SPCC training is going to be done August the 4th. Preventing and containing spills while monitoring and complying with evolving air emissions regulations. Altamira and SOAR teaming up August the 4th for that. And then Packers Plugs and Retainers targeting the non-engineer industry professional. That is going to happen the 23rd of August. You can find out more at SOARok.com or download the free SOAR Connect app. It's free. It's available for Android or iOS. It's a native app, meaning it can be easily accessed in remote areas without Wi-Fi or internet. Having little phone issues, we're going to try to get Dana Murphy on as soon as we possibly can. But, you know, here's a guy here in Enid that, a loss of an estimated $10,000 in fuel. That's what, 100 gallon? Yeah,
35.
Bought with a stolen credit card led to the recent arrest of a man in northern Oklahoma. The Grant County Sheriff's Office reported the arrest after the theft occurred at a farmer's union or farmer's grain in Lamont, according to the news release. The thefts were made at that farmer's grain in Lamont, according to the Grant County Sheriff Scott Sterling. It's our understanding the farmer's grain in Lamont has lost nearly $10,000 in fuel in the past few weeks because of this criminal activity. According to the release of Grant County Sheriff's Office, it was about $1,300 was purchased on Wednesday. According to the release, a Grant County Sheriff's Office investigator was notified of fraudulent credit card activity.
He filled up 2 5-gallon cans.
A person from Oklahoma City called Farmers Grain in Lamont and stated a fuel purchase has been made using their information they did not authorize. After reviewing security footage, a tan 4-door Ford pickup was identified, according to the release. The victim told the investigator they had not loaned or authorized any fuel purchases with their card. Person further stated they had never even been to Grant County, according to the release. The vehicle had a modified service truck bed that had been enclosed and welded to hide the cavity where the fuel was stored. So the sheriff's office set up surveillance and saw the suspect vehicle pull up Thursday morning using a card to buy about $286 worth of diesel, according to the release. Anyway, they go ahead and get this guy. The search warrant was obtained for a search of the suspect and the vehicle. The suspect was identified as Sinclair Talabada Rainer, a Cuban national, according to the release. During her search, several Walmart gift cards fell out of the suspect's pants, according to the release. The magnetic strips on the cards were checked with a card reader, according to the release, but none matched the information on those cards. Rainer was arrested on complaint of possession of incomplete credit or debit cards, according to the release, and the theft of the fuel.
Yeah. That's almost hanging.
Well, that's just going to keep going back to the well.
Yeah. Well, and to keep going back to the same
topic, yeah.
Not too sharp.
Oh.
Well, here's kind of what we talked about a minute ago. OPEC producers will need to pump crude at the fastest pace in 5 years in 2023 if they are to balance oil supply and demand. Capacity constraints suggest they may struggle. The latest forecast from the International Energy Agency, the U.S. Energy Information Administration, and the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries all show global oil demand rising strongly again in 2023, despite growing fears over mounting inflation and weakening economic growth. The lack of investment in new crude production capacity means that the OPEC group of producers will need to pump more to meet that demand. All three forecasters see global oil demand increasing by at least 2 million barrels a day next year. That's going to take it back over the 2019 level for the first time since the pandemic. Of course, the forecasters at the producer group are much more bullish about oil demand than their counterparts in the IEA and EIA. Combining growth estimates for 2022 and 2023, the OPEC sees an increase of over the 2 years of more than 6 million barrels a day. Of course, the IEA says there will be a 3.9 million barrel increase, and the IEA says there will be a 4.3 million barrel increase. The latest report from OPEC assumes that neither the COVID pandemic, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, nor global financial tightening amid soaring inflation undermines economic growth to a significant degree, and that major economies revert back towards their growth potentials. So in other words, if everybody does what they're kind of planning on doing right now, it's going to increase, and it's not there to be had. So guess what? That just drives prices up. The Biden administration is doing everything they can to keep us from producing here.
The answer's right here at home. And can't see the forest for the trees.
One researcher allowed that the Permian has enough oil under it to sustain the United States for 200 years. And that's not including the Bakken. A lot of fines up north.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
You know.
Speaking of up north here. Four men face conspiracy charges in McKenzie County, alleging they stole more than $2.4 million worth of crude oil over a period of more than a year. Michael Garcia, Mark McGregor, and Daryl Merrill, not Carol Merrill, but Daryl Merrill, all of Watford City, and Joseph Van Walker of Arnegard, were each charged with felony counts of conspiracy to commit theft and dealing in stolen property. Garcia also is charged with a felony count of leading a criminal association. The McKenzie County Sheriff's Office alleges in court documents that Endeavor crude truck drivers Merrill and Vanderwalker skimmed oil they were to offload at a Crestwood midstream facility, reportedly by manipulating equipment such as a transfer pump during their deliveries.
That's a lot of work.
Rolling back the dial there. The two suspects allegedly stored the oil in two tanks at the so-called Little Knife Disposal south of Watford City and later offloaded and sold the stolen oil they were accused of skimming. The Oil and Gas Division of North Dakota's Department of Mineral Resources has no facility permits or anything of the sort in this area near Watford City, where this allegedly took place, according to the Underground Injection Control and Treating Plant Manager Mark Boher. The affidavit in the case reported 149 deliveries from Little Knife Disposal to the Crestwood facility from November 2020 to March 2022. Crestwood Midstream reported 34,199 barrels of crude oil received from Little Knife Disposal, worth more than $2.45 million, according to the document. These guys were having themselves a little party. The charges also allege McGregor arranged pickup dates and details for the oil and that Garcia is the money link for selling the oil and paying drivers. Garcia told investigators in April that skimming oil is a common practice out here, according to the affidavit.
Okay.
There are a lot of trucking companies out here that skim oil. Everybody does it. It's very easy. You can manipulate the numbers, Garcia said, according to the affidavit.
And that makes it right.
Sure it does, if it's easy. The investigation began after the sheriff's office in March took a report of stolen crude oil from a former driver of the trucking company. Garcia and Merrill have pleaded not guilty with a jury trial set for November 14th. McGregor and Vanderwalker have preliminary hearings coming up. But McKenzie County State's Attorney General Ty Scarda declined to comment on the case, citing the ongoing investigation. But yeah, probably what it was, this one truck driver kind of got cut out of the business and he rolled over.
Probably so.
But yeah, everybody else does it, so it's okay for us to do it, right?
I hate to break this to you people, but if it's illegal.
It's illegal.
It's illegal. It doesn't matter whether you get caught or not. Yeah, I hear people say all the time, well, it's only illegal if you get caught. No, that's not true. It's still illegal. If you get caught, you'll be penalized.
Spoken like a true popo. We're going to take a quick break. We're at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to try one more time to hook up with Dana Murphy. We'll be back with more of the Monday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show in a moment.
Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, Chemlock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're an oil field customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
This is a beautiful home in a great location, and it's going to sell very quickly. The house is located at 319 Sandra Drive in Elk City, north of the Big Baptist Church. The house was built in 2003, 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. It's a split floor plan, which is what a lot of people want. It's got a new roof. It was installed July the 4th. There is a sunroom on the back of the house. On the interior in one of the bedroom closets is a safe room. The auction date is set for July the 29th at 6 p.m. The house is showing right now, and we're telling all realtors that are showing the house to bring offers now before the auction date. Our Moxie auction team is presenting these offers to the sellers. If they get an offer that they can't turn down, they can accept this before even the auction date. This house could very easily sell before the actual auction date. It's imperative that people get into seeing this house. Contact Moxie Realty. Go to moxierealty.com to see pictures.
I needed a professional service in here because we need to be quick to turn it over for the next person. So I can't be cleaning rugs or washing rags or washing mop heads. I need that service brought in every week, and that's what CTC provides. They provide a weekly service. I don't have to worry about anything. It takes the worry out. And I know the guy really well, Eddie. He's very personable, and he comes in every week. He takes my rugs off of the floor for me, replaces them with new ones. He makes sure that I have plenty of soap, and if I'm out, he'll replace that. He replaces my rags. He put new mop heads on there, new dust mop heads. He does it all. It's a full service. I'm Julie Brewer, director of the Elk City Convention Center, and I'm glad that we switched to CTC.
Keep your business looking great with CTC in Clinton. Online, it's ctc-corp.net.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
DCP Services, LLC, one of our great sponsors here. You know, they've got roustabout services, including trenching, mowing, forklifts, tractors, backhoes. Also, fully insured contract pumpers. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Butch knows. He's been up a flight or two of stairs.
Yeah.
You've gauged some tanks, haven't you?
Out in the heat.
Oh, wow. DCP also has a wireline division with both braided and slickline capabilities, and they rebuild Chemray valves and controls and rebuild Western Chemical pumps, too, like new. They sell and repair Texam solar pumps as well as other solar pumps. For these services, get a hold of Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, 660-0501, or Butch Black at 580-303-1886. That's 303-1886. And since all the major supply stores have all but pulled out, DCP has a full-service supply store for pipe valves and fittings geared toward pipeline processing and production. Located at 317 North Van Buren here in Elk City, call Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773. 580-339-1773. That's DCP Services. Not quite sure what's going on with Dana Murphy. We're just hoping and praying everything is okay with her, because she's generally just solid as a rock on this deal. But, hey, I understand sometimes things come up. Yeah, especially when you're in a position like what she holds.
Yeah.
Not to mention her farming and ranching duties that she does. So, she may be calling in here in a little bit. But we'll go on with the show and just, like I said, hope and pray everything's going to be okay with her. What else you got over there?
Well, this kind of tells the tale. Investing in the low carbon economy was a huge stock market theme through 2020 and 2021. But in the first half of this year, oil and gas performed so strongly that investors piled into the pure play oil and gas producers. Yeah,
you
can spout all you want to on your green weenie agenda, but when it comes right down to the dollars, guess what?
Yeah.
Following policy support in the wake of net zero pledges at the COP26 last November, countries and companies alike seem to set the seal on a structural shift into green investment plays and out of fossil fuel sectors. During 2022, it's been nothing like that. Analyst company Wood Mackenzie said that the war in Ukraine, the changing economic climate, turned things on their head. Oil and gas performed supremely in the stock market for the first 5 months of the year. Investors piled into the pure play oil and gas producers that are most leveraged to oil prices, much as they would in any up cycle. U.S. independents led the sector rise through early June before the oil price and shares fell back over the last month. Persisting with capital discipline paid off big time. So, in other words, the oil companies, when they started making the bigger money, didn't turn around and invest back into their own production or into their exploration. Mm-hmm. They paid off debt. And what happened was most of these companies that had a 4 to 6 year debt time pulled it down to 2 years. So they've paid off their outstanding debts and are giving more back to the investors, which has really pleased them. So they're piling into this, and the green that everybody's been preaching. I mean, they may still stand there and talk about it, but they're not a part of it.
And, you know, and anybody that's ever had debt knows that, you know, you pay off the front end, you know, and it knocks off the back end, the accrued interest, you know. So you more of it goes to principal when you make the bigger payments and make them quicker. So, yeah.
But, you know, the expectations of dividends and buybacks will stay high.
Sure.
At $100 a barrel. Things are good. So, you know, you take your investors, the ones that are jumping up and down, and most of them have been spouting this green energy transition. But when it comes down to their dollars, guess what? They're putting it in the oil and gas industry.
Yep.
And, of course, if we can get some regulations back down and so on and so forth, we can see a play here, a big play again here in the United States.
Like I said, the answer is right here. Can't see the forest for the trees. Well, this congressman says Biden's love for EVs is built on false premise. Oklahoma Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen lashed out again at the Brandon administration energy policies, this time attacking the president's emphasis on electric vehicle production. Writing in his latest Mullen It Over column to voters, the Republican representative who's in a runoff for the GOP U.S. Senate nomination, and said Biden has overlooked a key ingredient in his EV lust, and that's the U.S. supply chain. Here's something what he wrote about this energy in the column. This is, again, Mark Wayne Mullen. One of the key components of Joe Brandon's Green New Deal agenda is the push for electric vehicle production. Aside from the steep price that prohibits many Americans from the luxury of purchasing an EV, Brandon's rush to green overlooked that what was needed for the U.S. supply chain to successfully implement his proposal. In return, the United States is forced to rely on China to meet the president's climate goals. Electric vehicles need batteries, and batteries require critical minerals. While we may know what minerals to look for and often where to look. It takes 10 years to permit a mine in the U.S. with Brandon's current approval process. For this reason, the U.S. remains 100% dependent on imports for 17 key mineral resources and 50% dependent on imports for another 29 mineral commodities from China, though most are available right here at home. Instead of implementing policy to strengthen the U.S. supply chain and support our domestic producers, the Brandon administration further weakened our country's ability to utilize our own critical mineral supply. The administration canceled two federal leases to mine in Minnesota, which could have provided enough nickel to manufacture over 200 million electric vehicles and enough cobalt to manufacture 42 million. They also re-implemented heavy regulations on our producers under the National Environmental Policy Act, of which even environmental groups have found issue. It doesn't stop there. Brandon's subsequent solar panel push has backed our country into the same corner. 80% of solar panels are made in China, whose Xinjiang region's solar energy technology sector has been linked to forced labor. Despite this fact, Brandon recently announced the move to waive tariffs on their solar panel imports in the name of clean energy supply. These tariffs were previously established by President Trump in response to their abhorrent labor practices and lack of environmental standards. This decision emboldens China's human rights abuses, but also allows for China to dominate the American industry due to their access to critical minerals and our country's increased need for this resource. And with all that, the recent reports that Brandon administration sent 5 million barrels worth of our strategic petroleum reserve to China should come as no surprise. Biden has been continuously depleting our supply to appear as if he's taking action to curb the cost of gas without deterring from his climate agenda. The issue here isn't Brandon's decision to, well, partake in the global market. It's his inability to increase oil supply in favor of using the reserves. Our refineries here are at max utilization. There's no reason for him to touch our reserves. His motivations for his climate agenda have put our country last at every turn. Our president is emboldening our adversary in exchange for dirtier energy practices. You and I talked about that, Butch. Somebody's going to produce it, and more countries besides ours don't give a crap. In both environmental and moral regards, Brandon has forced our country into reliance on Chinese goods when goods manufactured in the United States are 40% more carbon efficient than the world average. Did you hear that? 40% more carbon efficient than the world average. It'll be hard for him to shift blame out of this one. While his messaging agenda panders to the far left elites, his American last policies are creating real consequences for our country and its patriots.
Makes sense.
Craziness.
I'm just looking here at Ford. They're unveiling the new F-150 Raptor R pickup.
Electric?
No.
Oh.
With 700 horsepower. Yeah, as Ford Motor
Company, that ought to get her done.
Ramps up production of its electric F-150 pickup, it's not giving up on offering new, highly profitable performance models with gasoline engines. The Detroit automaker Monday morning unveiled the F-150 Raptor R, a new version of its high-performance off-road pickup with a supercharged 5.2-liter V8 engine that produces 700 horsepower and 640 foot-pounds of torque. The truck will start at $109,145.
How many you want?
Including destination delivery charges.
Oh, they throw that in?
Yeah. Amid pent-up demand and record-higher prices, automakers have been adding performance variants to their lineups to beef up profit margins before they transition more to electric vehicles. So, in other words, we got to make some money before we get into electrics. So the new R version looks similar to the company's F-150 Raptor, but includes some design tweaks. For comparison, the regular 2022 F-150 Raptor is powered by a 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6 engine that produces 450 horsepower. So the Raptor's top speed is 112 miles per hour. It's limited by the vehicle's 37-inch tires. It said wow. Ford is largely
37 inch.
Yeah. Ford has largely dominated the high-performance pickup truck market since launching the first Raptor model in 2009, but in recent years, Stellantis' Ram Trucks brand has been grabbing headlines with its Ram 1500 TRX. It's a 702-horsepower pickup with a supercharged 6.2-liter V8 and 650 foot-pounds of torque. Anyway, yeah, they're not going to put all their eggs in the electric basket. Imagine that. But the Raptor starts at about 70,000, which is about 40,000 more than just a standard Ford pickup. And you know, if you got that kind of money,
well, yeah, some people money's now, measured differently.
Did read an article on the Ford F-150 Lightning, and
that's your EV.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they tested on a tow situation. They matched it up against a gasoline engine, pulling the same trailer, same weight, same everything. Charged it up, and they had a 300-mile range, according to the computer. It calculated, they put their trip in, it calculated how far they could go on that charge. And so they thought everything was good, and off they go. They've been on the road about 30 minutes when the computer recalculated and dropped it, and after about another 20 minutes, it recalculated again where they had to turn around and go back to home base before they ran out of charge. So what it tells you in the beginning and what it actually can do is two different things.
Yeah, in theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the theory is the mustache. He wanted me to tell you his birthday's coming up. He'd like you to buy one of those Raptors for him.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. I'm not buying one of those Raptors for me.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with the mop-up segment of the Exploring Energy Radio Monday edition.
That is my kids.
Right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
It does the same thing braces does. Clear aligner therapy. Basically, it's a series of trays that straighten your teeth without all the metal and wires. Much more comfortable than traditional braces. And you're also not having to worry about wires poking you, a bracket coming off. Most treatments are less than a year, and a lot of them even less than 6 months. We have a summer sale. We want to get your summer teeth nice and straight and with a huge discount of $1,000 off. As long as they begin the process of treatment before the end of July, you can actually get that large discount savings. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on 11 West Main, right next to the movie theater. Also at my Weatherford location, a block north of Brahms. JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Jamie Cameron DDS.
Here are your three Sour Patch Kids slush floats. Enjoy your Sonic.
Ice cream.
Boom.
Sour Patch Kids bits.
Boom.
A slush.
Take a bite, mm-hmm. And then we'll all harmonize.
It's sour than sweet, now in a cold treat. Introducing the Sonic Sour Patch Kids slush float with 100% real ice cream, Sour Patch Kids watermelon flavor slush, and even more Sour Patch Kids on top, all for only $2.99 for a limited time at Sonic. Sour Patch Kids is a trademark of Mondelez International Group used under license. Mobile ordering available at select locations. Hours may vary. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Jane presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain scent beads for an even longer lasting scent.
Paul Jones Drug is Elk City's most experienced compounding pharmacy, meaning they can custom make your prescription medications to your doctor's specifications, safely and effectively providing you with exactly what you need. And for your convenience, Paul Jones Drug has a drive-through pickup window as well as curbside service for testing and vaccinations and offers free local delivery. Just a couple reasons you should choose Paul Jones Drug, 809 North Main Street in Elk City.
I'm Rodney Skinner with Paul Jones Drug, and I promise we provide care you can trust.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
I Oh, boy. Okay.
We have a visitor in the studio.
What's up, bud?
By golly, we do. We got a dog and Jimmy. One of them's smart. Let me let you guess which one. Oh. One of them sits and stays. Goes to the bathroom on the paper. Oh, boy. David A. Guest, certified mineral manager, buyer of royalties from estates, probates, bankruptcies. He will get the job done for you, I promise you. He will treat you fairly. He'll treat you squarely. He is a man of integrity. David A. Guest, 405-341-8698. His phone number, here it is again, 405-341-8698. Tell David we sent you. I promise you he'll take good care of you. Yep. And American Hose and Supply. You know, if it's an emergency, you need that hose and fittings. You need it now, not tomorrow or the day after or next week. Well, American Hose and Supply, they'll take care of you. They'll do whatever it takes to get you up and going. If you want them to come by and see you regularly, you can set that up too. Well, once a week, twice a week, every other week, once a month, it's up to you. Keep your machinery up and running. Keep yourself making money. It's American Hose and Supply inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City. Next to Fred's Steakhouse, you can call him at 821-4413, 580-821-4413, 821-4413. And now the long-anticipated energy news in my briefs.
Yeah.
We'll start right out with this story we talked about earlier, but President Joe Brandon will leave the Middle East this week with no announcements on increasing oil supply before a scheduled meeting of producers next month, people familiar with the matter said. Senator Joe, I've got a mansion over the hilltop. Joe Manchin's decision to come out against the Democrats' plan for solar and wind industry incentives not only killed the Brandon administration's climate change plans, but left others in his party fuming and angry. Manchin's refusal to support the climate legislation effectively dooms the chances that Congress will pass any new law to tackle global warming for this foreseeable future. And the deadline for President Joe Brandon to intervene and keep 115,000 railroad workers from going on strike and disrupting deliveries of cars, crops, containers of imported goods, and countless other products and raw materials is looming. Chevron Chairman and CEO Mike Wirth continues to push back against President Brandon's repeated attacks on U.S. energy producers. On Thursday last week, the head of the second largest U.S. oil company doubled down on calling for a stable regulatory environment for the industry. Get a guideline and stick with it. I mean, these guys just changing the goalpost all the time. Mm-hmm. GM announced it is partnering with Pilot Company and EVgo to construct a coast-to-coast national DC fast charging network. In a letter sent to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, and the Department of Energy, six Democrats led by Representative Jared Huffman of California, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, requested those agencies require greater emissions and energy use reporting from the crypto mining industry. Coming after you, Bitcoin. The Sinclair Oil Refinery in southern Wyoming, one of the region's largest such facilities, lays off 87 workers after its parent company is sold. The Brandon administration announces a new $56 million program to help spur U.S. solar product manufacturing. Talked a little bit about that.
Oh, another slurs.
Yeah, it's going to go right to China. Here's some from around the world. An oil tanker carrying 700,000 barrels of Russian oil reached Cuba on Thursday. Reuters first reported the ship's cargo is worth roughly $70 million in the current market price. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said that attempts by the group of seven to cap oil prices may in fact cause them to rise. And finally, the European Union, the EU, is reportedly seeking an oil deal with Azerbaijan as it attempts to distance itself from Russia amid its war in Ukraine. And there you have it, energy news in my briefs.
Well, here you have it. I'm going to Biden's overall economic approval numbers have reached the lowest levels of his presidency.
They still register?
Yeah, they dropped another 5 points.
Yeah?
30%.
Oh, good gravy.
The president's economic record is supported by just 6% of Republicans, 25% of independents, and 58% of Democrats. Very low number for this for his own party. Yeah, you think? And that's 11% less than Trump's worst rating. You know, his fluctuated a lot.
Yeah.
They all do. Even Obama was at 37%. Biden's approval on his overall handling of the presidency came as in at 36%.
He's lucky to get those numbers. I bet they're wonder what the plus minus is on that deal.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw I appreciate you.
Now talk about something real important like the weather.
Well, it's 77 degrees outside.
Nice.
Humidity is matching at 77.
Ooh, making it feel like
there
90.
Is no wind. None at all. Dew point's at 69. Heat index is 79, so it's 2 degrees. The heat index is 2 degrees higher than the air temperature. Today it's going to be I bet you can guess
what?
Sunny and hot.
That was my guess.
Yeah, with a high near 102, north northeast winds 8 to 10, and this is with north winds. I noticed when the winds shifted to the north yesterday, at least it picked up a little bit. It was a little easier to deal with. Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 111. South-southwest wind, 7 to 17, gusts to 24. Wednesday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 104. Southwest winds, 6 to 14, becoming northeast in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 20. Thursday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 102. Friday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 101. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 103. And Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 104.
So, and next week's supposed to be like 107, 108.
Well, yeah. Tuesday, which usually means when they do 111, 112, they're usually off by a degree or two. Oh, what a mess. It's going to be hot and sunny, which is a good sign.
Yes, it is.
Let me get past my ad here. It's being a pain in the drain. There we go. All right. Stocks are in a relatively decent mood. AEP is down $1.36, $93.87. Apache's up $1.63, $33.62. Chesapeake's up $3.12, $86.30. Continental Resources is up $1.94, $65.10. ConocoPhillips is up $3.34 to $86.23. Devon's up $2.10 to $54.83. GE is up $1.89, $64.75. Halliburton is up $1.08, $28.94. H&P's up $2.14 to $41 and a penny. Liberty Oilfield's up $0.55 to $12.05. Laredo Petroleum's up $5.15 to $73.64. Magellan Midstream's up $0.45 to $49.53. OG&E is down 12 cents to 39.13. One Oak is up $1.26 to $59.96. Panhandle Minerals is up 14 to $2.96. Phillips 66 is up $1.60 to $83.24. Sandridge is up 77 to $16.70. Schlumberger is up 93 cents to $33.23. And the Williams Company is up 60 cents to $31.98.
West Texas Intermediate on the New York Mercantile Exchange August 2022 contract is trading up $4.37, back over a hundo to $101.96 a barrel. Brent crude oil in the ICE Futures Exchange also on the September 2022 contract up $4.81 a barrel to $105.97. Tokam crude oil in Japan, this is a December 2022 contract out of Tokyo, up 740 yen per kiloliter. And NYMEX natural gas up 40 cents on the August 2022 contract, New York Mercantile Exchange, trading at $7.42 per million BTU. So that is back up a little bit.
Important reminder, the heat index this week is going to be horrible.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated. Don't wait until you're thirsty to drink. Drink.
Stay inside if you can. I mean,
absolutely stay inside. Or if you can't, if all possible, work in shade. Because it is going to be tough, and I know tomorrow that they have a heat index warning out. Know the symptoms of heat exhaustion, heat stress, and if any of those start to take place, please take precautions. check on family members, pets, especially especially children and older adults.
That's it.
Make sure your pets have water and shade, or bring them in the house. It's going to be tough out there this next week. So
be smart, stay hydrated. Okay, heard back from Dana Murphy. You know, she had broken her hip, and so she was out of sorts, and her phone was having some issues. So she's going to come and join us Thursday.
Cool.
Thursday. So we're going to have a makeup day for Dana Murphy tomorrow.
We'll be tomorrow.
In fact, 15 after the hour, is a mountain man back in the house, too. Glad to have him back. He's in the window repair, I hear. So anyway, we do appreciate everyone that tuned in today. For all of our great sponsors and Butch Black, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO in Elk City, Oklahoma. Have yourself a great day. Stay cool out there.